The province is introducing a deer hunt around Cranbrook for a few weeks in January in order to collect additional samples to help monitor the prevalence of chronic wasting disease. Anyone with a valid hunting license and appropriate whitetail and mule deer tags can hunt between January 5, 2026 in a designated area around Cranbrook that is identified with a map in the online hunting regulations. During the hunt, hunters in the designated Cranbrook zone will be allowed to harvest one additional deer, in addition to the regional bag limit of two. The additional deer will only be allowed to be harvested during the January deer season. The hunt will allow the harvest of both antlered and antlerless mule deer and white-tailed deer. It will be open to any licensed BC deer hunter. Hunters play an important role in BC's ability to contain CWD, as their participation and submission of harvested animals for testing is crucial to disease detection and control. The province says the hunt intends to lower deer density in the surrounding area near Cranbrook to reduce the opportunity for spread and remove potentially infected animals from the landscape. According to the province, reducing deer numbers will help protect wildlife health, hunting opportunities, and the cultural, recreational, and food resources communities rely on. The province estimates that fewer than 1% of deer in the Cranbrook area are infected with CWD. Chronic wasting disease is a fatal infection that affects species in the deer family, cervids, such as mule deer, white-tailed deer, elk, moose, and caribou. The Cranbrook area is at the center of a cluster of CWD cases, which put surrounding deer and elk populations at risk. The first CWD cases in the province was identified in samples taken from deer near Cranbrook in 2023. One was a hunter harvest in the South Country region, while another was a roadkill south of Cranbrook. To date, there are 6 confirmed cases in the province, all of which tested positive from the Kootenay region. Most cases have been identified from hunt harvest sampling, however, one case was identified following a cull of urban deer in Cranbrook earlier this year designed to collect additional sampling to determine disease prevalence in urban populations. Ongoing surveillance efforts include mandatory testing of deer, elk, and moose heads in management units 4-1 to 4-8 and 4-20 to 4-25. The province has also restricted the transport of deer, elk, and moose carcasses outside of the identified management units.